Hello and welcome to African Children Stories, a podcast by EduTab Africa. This is a site for children, educators and parents, and it aims to promote a reading culture in Africa. Each week, we shall deliver exciting stories to you. Today's story is titled Baboon Tyrant, authored by Bonsamo Mieso and Elizabeth Laird. It is published by the African Storybook Initiative and illustrated by Isaac Okwir. This tyrannical baboon ordered other baboons to always follow his instructions without failure or questions. How did this end? Listen to Jessica Adema to find out as she narrates the story. I am your host, Patrick Njeroge.
There was a huge baboon with a large group of baboons that followed him. This baboon was a tyrant. But there were several huge baboons in the troop. The followers of the tyrant sometimes got confused about who to obey. One day, the other baboon said to the tyrant, "We need to be sure that you are the one giving us orders."
All right, said the tyrant. "I will wear a piece of cloth around my head. You must make sure that you follow my instructions exactly."
They all agreed. A big baboon tied a headband around the tyrant's head. He said,
"From today, whatever I tell you to do, you must do. I don't want any disobedience."
When the tyrant jumped, the others jumped. When he sat down, the others sat. When he screamed, the others will scream. As time went by, the headband became tighter and tighter. One day, the tyrant sat down and said,
"This headband is hurting me."
And he put his head in his hands. All the baboons sat down and they put their heads in their hands. They said,
"This headband is hurting me."
The tyrant yelled,
"No, I'm serious."
And the followers said,
"No, I'm serious."
The tyrant cried,
"This thing is killing me."
And they all said,
"This thing is killing me."
The tyrant clutched his head and fell down. They all imitated him and fell down. Then he began struggling. And they began struggling. He fell over the cliff. Although the rest of the baboon troop survived, the tyrant died from his injuries.
Thank you for joining us this week on African Children's Stories. We hope you enjoy this week's story. Feel free to share your thoughts and feedback with us, and you can email us using info@edutab.africa, or you can visit our sites using the links on the description to find out more about our work. You can support us by subscribing or sharing with a friend, and that will help us reach more kids. Until next week, take care.